House Speaker Jema Nunukumba says having specialized committees will help the parliament handle urgent matters such as finalizing an overdue national budget.
For us to proceed with these bills, we need to have the specialized committees in place, because for the last few months we have been operating on the basis of select committees. But the budget needs the committees to be in place. For that matter, we have received the nominations for specialized committees and deputies, specialized deputy chairpersons from the SPLM and the SPLM IU.
John Aganye Deng, the new head of the Information Committee, says chairpersons of the specialized committees will focus on implementing the 2018 peace agreement.
The government is doing its duties according to the constitution and agreement. We will all be there to implement the agreement, because each and every South Sudanese need peace. So we will not any time then allow anything to happen, because our president has been committed himself. He has committed himself to implement peace. So, of course, together with him, we are going to implement the peace agreement. And I think in the coming short periods, our South Sudanese people will enjoy the dividend of peace.
The nominated heads and their deputies are from two parties, the SPLM and SPLM-IO. Speaker Kumba said the other political parties had not submitted their list of candidates for nomination on time because of what she called technical difficulties on their part. Deng says the parliament is not to blame for the delay by the other political parties.
There is no any party which bring it on list and people refuse to announce today. No, they did not bring. They are on process to bring it. If they have brought it this morning, in the next sitting, they will be announced. Because we have nothing to hamper anybody. Anybody will take the chair. What I know is that the list was not actually ready up to the time we came to this sitting. So definitely, it is their problem. It is not an assembly problem. It is individual parties who did not bring their members to the attention of the right honorable speaker to announce them.
Albino Akol is the spokesperson of the other political parties. Akol acknowledges that his party's nominations were not ready at the time of the appointment of the heads of specialized committees.
Yeah, it is simply that people have not yet agreed on how to distribute it among the OPP and for nomination. Just like that. There is a little time to agree first. Then, after agreeing, you know, OPP is composed of what people will have to agree first. Then they will now make nomination and then they will submit it.
Edmund Yakani, Executive Director of the Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, or CEPO, and signatory to the Revitalized Peace Agreement, says the nomination of leaders to head specialized committees marks the end of what he calls the ceremonial parliament. Yakani says parliament should hold the executives accountable because South Sudan has been operating without a national budget for too long.
This parliament must stand to rescue the country from the collapse in terms of lack of smoothly and speedy implementation of the revitalized agreement. Because the only political framework right now that makes political legitimacy in terms of a government, whether called government of national unity, is based on the agreement. The collapse of the agreement is a collapse of the government. So I'd like to call upon this parliament to stand its independence role and to make sure that they hold the executive accountable. We have been seeing 2 years executive operating without a budget. So right now we need to see this parliament standing up to see the budget. And the budget must be so much focusing on service delivered to the citizen, rather than really where we see security take almost 50% of the budget.
Yakani says the government should prepare budgets for security to speed up the graduation of unified forces. The transitional government of national unity is far behind the schedule outlined in the 2018 peace agreement. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.